We're hoping to naturally draw an inside straight. We're looking for a 8 of diamonds. Could we do it? Possibly so. Could things fall into alignment? Could the Iranian regime collapse and somehow somebody much better just fill the void? Sure, it could happen. Chuck Gines here, chuckgines.com. Documenting the human experience. Just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. And I've been prodded into giving some of my thoughts on what is currently going on. One of the first things that's always amazing to me is the discrepancies in between the news reporting. If you watch Fox, everything is great. It's Kodachrome. Everything is a bright, sunny day, and it's all green, and we're winning. And Fox News seems to be, how I describe them, as kind of like the news outlet that is a master of lies of omission, the things that they don't tell you that are going on. On the other hand, I'll watch some foreign news that are totally in the tank for Iran, and they have their whole propaganda thing going. So somewhere in between of the propaganda from Iran and the propaganda from Fox News, somewhere in there is probably closer to the truth. For example, casualties. First of all, the U.S. denied that we had any casualties, and they said, yeah, we have three. The Iranians are claiming that there are more than 500 U.S. servicemen killed or injured. So somewhere between 3 and 500 is probably the truth of that. If you are somebody who are just watching Newsmax and those types of shows, let me get a sip of coffee here, and you probably don't know the problems that we're having when you start watching some of these foreign correspondents. I also actually have some in-laws that are in Abu Dhabi right now and also live in Tehran. I have some family members familiar with the area. So I think we've really underestimated things here, and I think the Iranians are far more prepared. This almost reminds me of Waco, Texas. Just a couple of just things to deal with the mindset of the people that we're dealing with here. I remember watching a documentary on David Koresh, and there's a literal war going on. He's been shot. There's chaos all around, and he's laying on the floor, sitting on the floor, talking to the negotiator, just as calm as could be, as if none of that is going on. Always found that to be very interesting. The Ayatollah over there, right? I don't have any doubts whatsoever. He said, drop that bomb right on me, baby. If you know the mindset of that, of some of these people's convictions, I don't think we know what we're doing. Yeah, I don't think we really culturally understand what we're doing. We're dealing with Persians here. We're dealing with a society that has been around for thousands and thousands of years. They have had decades and decades to prepare. And Tel Aviv is getting hit. Jerusalem is getting hit. I kind of think that they've taken out a couple of our airfields in Kuwait. I think that is inoperable. I think they've taken out several of our ports. It's a lot worse than what we're being told. And you can just get a taste of that when you watch some of the foreign news here. So this is not an easy win. I don't know if there is a win. And here's my greatest fear. I don't think we ever recovered from 9/11, to tell you the truth. And I think that the Iraq war absolutely devastated and drained us as it did Russia in the past. So here's what I see happening, and it's really sad. If we don't win this, and I don't think we're going to, and by win, I mean regime change. And by regime change, I mean a governmental change, not just taking out the top dude, because they have this set four layers deep, okay? There are chain of command in their constitution. All of these positions are four levels deep. So you're not just going to decapitate the head and think that this is all going to fall apart. It could happen, but I don't think it's going to happen. Iran wins just by hanging in there. they win. And what this is showing the world is we're not as badass as we let on. I would say right now, I don't know if we could win a war with China. We're having a hard time with Iran. Spooky. All of our computer and technology stuff is made over in China and Taiwan, and we are so vulnerable as a nation. I think we're about to lose our dominance in the world that we've enjoyed for about 100 years. But I do believe that is coming to an end. We are not the military might that we used to be, and I think that this is going to show that. I kind of think Trump was thinking that if they knocked the Supreme Leader out, that there would be some sort of change over there. I actually think that Trump thought that this would be a few days, and he's kind of gambling, hoping to draw a fucking inside straight on this. And it is possible, right? You're looking for that eight of diamonds. It could draw. The other options of how this can go south greatly outweigh that ending here. Why did we do this? Again, I think this is actually pulling the Band-Aid off. I watched Margie Taylor Greene on Megyn Kelly yesterday actually throwing F-bombs. But you got to ask yourself, what happened to the guy that was America first, no more foreign wars, and here we are being, you know what? He's taken his orders from Israel, right? He didn't like our intelligence reports, so he fires people and goes with the Israeli intelligence, right? It's Zog. I've been saying it for years. And what's interesting is that I think the American people are getting wise to this. I've noticed some shifts here. This divide in the Republican base is quite telling. The ones that are noting that, hey, man, this foreign country is kind of running us over here. And we're sick of the wars for Israel. And here we are again. You know, when I wake up in the morning, Iran isn't one of my worries. I got two major ones. One is tweakers in the neighborhood, and the other one is cops. Those are my two biggest threats in my world when I wake up in the morning. Tweakers and cops, both two groups of scoundrels that I try to stay the fuck away from. But I don't wake up worrying about some imminent threat from Iran, because there isn't one. It's made up. I guess Rubio said that, there was an imminent threat in that we were kind of hanging out there in the water, and the Jews were going to go punch the Persians in the face. And we kind of figured that once the Jews punch the Persians in the face, well, they'll probably come after us too. So that's an imminent threat. So we shot first. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm dealing with adults. This is the best and brightest leading America, huh? Incredible. So I don't think it ends well. How I hope this goes is that I hope that because of this and other things that the Republicans are handed their hat in the midterms. I hope that I don't even like the Democrats, but I hope that they take the House and the Senate. I hope they impeach Donald Trump and I hope the guy rots in a prison somewhere for the crap he's done. Trying to steal the election was the last straw for me, man. I'm America first, borders, language, and culture. But I cannot support Trump at all because he has no respect for the Constitution. And as I said, and I've said for years and years, he puts Israel first. And we are seeing that. Here in the United States, what we have is people working their ass off and unable to like save money, but have to put shit on credit cards just to get by. Meanwhile, we're feeding the military industrial complex. So those are some of my thoughts. I'm watching it go on here. Like I said, I actually have some in-laws that live in Tehran, and I have a brother-in-law that actually lives and works in Abu Dhabi. And What a crazy world. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Please help this website by sharing my content on your my blog posts and things on your social media platforms. It really helps this website out a lot. What are your thoughts on this? Where are you getting your news sources from? Are you just watching one, or are you spreading out your sources there to get multiple angles on this? Because I'm telling you, if you're watching just one flavor of news, if you're listening to AM radio, Newsmax and Fox and Breitbart, I would highly encourage you to go check out some other things there just to round off your news there, because there's a whole bunch of stuff you're not being told, and we've lost more, much more than what they're telling us. And Iran seems to be holding strong here on day four. Let me know what you think.